Gosh.
All right, everybody.
I know. Monday fun day. I hate when people have those golf umbrellas in the city.
Oh, God.
Don't, right? God. I know.
You're such a
fan. Girl, whatever. How are you?
I don't like when they had the golf umbrellas.
Right. How's you, did you call your mama?
There's a big golf tournament this week.
Is it really? I heard Keith Robinson. I heard Keith Robinson's going to be there because he had a stroke.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Exactly. What was I going to say? Fucking, how was your Mother's Day? Did you call your mother? Because I sure did.
Oh, I didn't call her.
You didn't call your mother on Mother's Day, really?
Fuck that.
Good for you.
I got a good tweet out, though.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
One of my most popular tweets ever.
Okay.
I guess you can't read.
Nope, just tell it to us, though.
I have to find it.
All right, well, take a minute. Go. Why don't you close Grindr? It'll be easier to find with all those gay apps open.
Said, Jesus Christ, where is it? I guess I was busier than I thought.
Okay. Do you do a lot of I mean, I follow you, but I don't really, you know. Do you do a lot of tweeting?
I said, my mom just put me on hold to take Neil's call.
Ah.
I guess everybody knows who Neil is.
Everybody
knows the one guy, and then I put it on Facebook, too. One guy goes, are you really brothers with Neil? he's JFK.
Right.
Is that possible?
I love when the Kennedys, like, now, there's so many generations now that are like, but like, everyone's got to have the Kennedy in their name. Like, hi, I'm Chris McLaughlin.
Kennedy.
Goldstein Kennedy. Like, they got to throw the Kennedy.
Hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag. Kennedy. I'm a Kennedy too. Bunch of fucking shanty Irish bootleggers.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit anyway?
Yeah.
Well, I would like that, they had that doctor that would give him the shot. You know, they had, like, there was like a doctor that would, like, they'd shoot him up with crystal meth.
What?
It was a doctor called Dr. Feelgood. And it was a doctor.
I think that was a movie.
No, it was a Motley Crue song.
He would give him a shot, make him look like a Kennedy?
Yeah, no, he'd give you a big jolly jolt in alcoholism. No, they would come by the White House and they would like give you, he had like a, it was like a vitamin shot. They did a parody of it they did a Mad Men episode of it where you come by and it was like a vitamin shot, but it wasn't vitamins. It was like, you know, basically methamphetamine. And maybe some vitamin in there.
Everybody who worked for the Kennedys?
No, for the Kennedy, get them all fucked up. His back was really fucked up from the war. So yeah. He would take that. I guess he'd take that, and then he would double-team Marilyn Monroe with his brother.
I don't think he did that. That's not very Christian. You don't double-team with your brother.
He's Catholic. Go to confession. It's like it never happened.
You don't double-team with your brother.
Right. So you miss Saturday night.
The Kennedy thing. And it's not a Catholic thing.
Well,
you cheat on your wife, but you don't double team with your brother because you don't want a witness. It's an affront to Jesus.
Yeah. Have you ever double teamed a girl?
I've gone one on one.
Well, yeah. Triple double.
I'm just trying to make a basketball joke.
I got you. Gotcha.
Basketball is in the news kind of lately.
Yoshi on the show today, right?
Yeah, I guess so. He's here.
That's cool.
We'll bring him on.
We can bring him on. Anybody can. By the way, have you seen the Flash Dancers TV commercial?
The new one?
Well, no, the one they're all aliens. It's good.
No.
That was a lot of fun Saturday night.
I thought it was Gallagher's.
Oh, you're right. Gallagher's. I always fuck up those names. So stupid. But yeah, Gallagher 2000. Saturday night. It was a good
So it was just you and Bruce for a while, right? And then Adam showed up?
So I'm sort of, we're like, we should be on Radio Silence with Bruce.
Why?
He made the request.
Why?
He doesn't want to be, you know, Bruce. He's a pillar of the community.
He doesn't want to be. You don't have to say what he did, but he was there, right?
Yeah, he had a club soda in the front room. Is this it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Yoshi.
Gallagher's 2000. It's out of this world.
I think when they're saying aliens, they're talking about Mexicans.
Hey.
And guys from Honduras.
Do you mind if I get a lap dance? Can I pay you in lawn cuttings? Yoshi, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
What are you doing in town for?
I'm here for a couple of days. I'm going to Europe.
Go ahead, caller. Sorry, Yoshi. I think we got a long, call we got to take.
Brian!
Yes?
Happy birthday, buddy. This is Chad Zuma.
Oh, hey, Chad. Thank you for the text message. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you. It was fun. It was a good birthday. I mean, it's still, I just had a birthday lunch today. I got another four this week, so I should be.
You're pathetic. You really are pathetic.
I have.
You're like a 15-year-old fucking girl.
You're like, they're called friends. You should try to get one.
You're an alcoholic. Nobody so alcoholics, they have to pretend that they have a lot of friends, so they have different people to drink with, right? Didn't Attell do that for years? He'd be like, "Oh, this guy and that guy." You don't want to drink alone, so you have friends.
Number one,
I can get friends. Garrett, you want to go out and get drunk? I'll pay.
Let's do it.
All right. See how easy it is. Garrett. And even John will go out, right, John?
You have no idea what my name is, do you?
I think it's Drew. Is it Drew?
It is definitely Drew, yes. Good job.
I'm Drew and Steven back there. Or maybe Steven's not here today. I think he's selling Buicks.
Ah, show business. Garrett, am I right? Don't be alcoholics. They like to have friends so they have different people to drink with.
Especially if someone's paying for them.
Right.
Number one,
right.
I have no problem drinking alone. Number two, I sometimes pick up my own check at my birthday lunch.
When was your birthday?
This past Saturday.
He's been celebrating for 3 weeks. Like when I first married my wife, I had a gig in November, or I was going to go to Vegas in November, and she goes, "That's my birthday month." I'm like, "Ugh, Jesus, fuck! This is going to be a long marriage."
Exactly.
A birthday month. So that's what you have a birthday month. You start at the end of April and you go right to the end of May, right?
Well, I have to fit in people for lunches.
People don't like you like they think they do. You're getting all your friends from me, motherfucker. Who was at the party at Gallagher's at the beginning? You and Bruce.
Who you met through
me.
Jim Norton.
Bruce lives in my building.
I know. I met Bruce.
Yeah, you met, and he was the only one at your fucking party. Well, Adam got there, who you also met through me.
It's really hard to get people. Even if you live in Queens, people don't want to go out in Queens. It's hard to
you'd be surprised how much people don't like you.
Yeah, I would be surprised. Yoshi, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Where are you going to Europe? What part of Europe are you going to?
Is Chad still on the line? Chad.
Yeah.
What do you got, Chad?
I'm still here.
Sorry, we're talking to Yoshi's here. Sorry.
Yeah, well, Yoshi's not leaving. Yoshi. Chad might be arrested at any moment.
Yoshi, did you know Brian did cocaine with Brody Stevens?
Oh, God.
I don't know about that, but do we need to bring up Brody in that way?
I don't know. Chad's inappropriate. I'm sorry. No, he's a real maverick now. I don't know.
He's a maverick?
Yeah. He's
another sick. Is he Bonanza, too? He's a real maverick. He's a lot of nighttime dramas.
Let's just say Chad's studying air conditioner repair.
Do-do-do-do-do.
He's the Ringo Starr of comedy.
He's like Jim Rockford.
Show business.
He's like Jim Rockford.
What's Chad's last name?
Zumach.
Chad Zumach.
Wait, is he still on the line?
Yeah.
Yoshi, it's an inside joke they have.
Did you show up at the Russell Peters show last weekend?
Did I what?
Did you show up at the Russell Peters show at Irvine last weekend?
No, why?
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was you. Never mind.
Some dick said, I guess there was a rumor some dickhead showed up without credentials, and he tried to do 10 minutes.
A Chad Zumach impersonator?
Okay, Chad, go ahead.
What you got, buddy?
Well, I was talking to Kevin that I'm officially off the Punch Drunk podcast.
All right.
That's really not what you came to talk about.
Yeah, you told me to talk about it. Call on the show and talk
about it. No, I the thing with fucking Patton Oswalt.
All right, it's called Yes End.
Oh, yeah. So I got this Instagram, right?
And I don't know how Instagram works.
What's that?
I'm just setting it up saying I don't really know how Instagram works.
Pictures on a computer.
Oh, God. It's on your phone. They don't even have it on your computer, you fucking idiot.
Well, in 1996 they did. All right.
So you can look at people that look at your Instagram stories. Like, whoever looks at it, you can see who looks at it. And Patton Oswalt looks at every single one of my Instagram stories, and he doesn't follow me.
Huh. He checks out his Instagram stories every day, doesn't follow him. Why would he do it every day?
And also, Yoshi, do you know, Yoshi, what this is all about? Chad basically accused Patton Oswalt of killing his wife on social media, and now he's out of show business.
Listen to this. Listen to this tweet from Patton Oswalt's current wife,
okay.
Meredith Salinger. I don't know if she's related to JD, but anyway.
Did you catch her in the rye?
Oh my God, what a fucking hack. Catch her in the rye. My second, this is her tweet. I'm not making this up. My second Mother's Day with the most magnificent daughter anyone could wish for. Thank you, at Patton Oswalt, for making me a mommy. That's basically saying thank you for killing your first wife so I could be. This is like right out of a fucking Lifetime movie. They should be called thank you for making me a mommy. Yep. How do you make someone a mommy without killing your fucking first wife?
Judith Light would play the grandmother.
My greatest joy, five exclamations. I'm in love with you both and beyond happy. And to my, and then it goes on. And this is from Twitter, but it's an Instagram post. Anyway, me and Chad were talking about, ain't that weird? Like, thank you for making me a mommy?
Right. Why do your hands smell like dirt?
I don't know, Chad. You got anything, or are you afraid? Are you at sea?
Might as well double down, buddy.
He always sounds like he's in a boat, like a rowboat. Like he just, he's...
E-o.
He's about... He's about to dump a body.
Right.
Chad, wait, isn't that weird, Chad, or you got no comment?
No, I said it's fucked up. It's weird. It's like, why would she tweet that? It's almost like a murderer, like they're bragging about it.
Thank you for making me a mommy. Like, just she's not your kid. The woman, his previous wife died. Have a little fucking respect.
Right.
Like, thank you for making me a mommy? It's so inappropriate.
She's like 50, so she's too old to have a kid.
It doesn't matter. It's still like, thank you for making me a mommy. Like, how did he make her a mommy?
By killing his first wife.
Right. So she'll be like, oh, well, no, because he married me, and then he has a kid. It's like, it still is like, have a little respect for the real fucking mom.
Instant
for the real fucking mom. Thank you for making me a mommy and putting too much shit in your wife's colada that night.
Oh,
and now she's dead and I'm a mommy.
Well, she still has a nice body, I guess, for a 50-year-old woman who was in Dream a Little Dream.
How do you know she has a nice body?
I don't know. My hands and my eyes.
You're an idiot. She has a nice body. She's a. What are the odds she has a nice body? She's a 50-year-old white lady. What are the odds?
They're
slam, motherfucker. I'll cut you today, too, by the way. With your arrogance, with your alcoholism and arrogance.
I'm ready for
I have so many friends. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for Kevin for giving me a social life, Kevin. First of all, she's got a good body. First of all, she's big. And second of all, those are just fake fucking mammaries.
Big fake
how do you know they're fake? How do you know they're real tits? It's just Hollywood. Of course they're fucking fake.
I heard there's stuff with Corey Haim's ashes.
Oh, my God. Why were they? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. He's like
double murder?
Yeah, double murder. All right.
Chad.
Double D murder.
Double D. Chad, what do you got?
So what should I do with Pat? Should I block him on Instagram? Should I just do a video just for him?
Yeah. Call up Dave Rath and ask him. I have his number. Call up Dave Rath and ask him why he keeps following me on checking his Instagram stories. That's a little personal. I'm going to have Garrett show me how to do Instagram stories so I can have somebody follow me.
Yeah.
I think that's sexy. Well,
Dave Rath said he said I was done in Hollywood, so I can't call him.
Chad, you are done in Hollywood.
Done in Cleveland. Sorry, just kidding.
Chad, I mean, Hollywood's a rough town. You make one fucking false move and you're done.
Are you saying it's a dog-eat-dog town? Because it's rough?
Oh. I guess I am. See, I did it then, yes and.
By the way, six deep today.
I don't give a fuck, dude. As long as you show up, I really don't
I'll
care.
Be here.
I really don't give a fuck. You need the show anyway because you need an excuse to get drunk during the day.
I need no excuses.
Oh, no, because if you don't, your wife would be like, wait, where are you going? You'd be like, I'm going to work. There's no business like show business. No business. I know. I'm going to make my money.
This is funny. I had lunch. A buddy of mine took me to lunch today, and he's newly gay. Like, he's out of the closet now.
I wish I was newly gay. I would love to just put a whole fucking week lined up of dick sucking.
Yeah.
With this Alyssa Milano thing, I can't get no pussy in the house.
What do you mean, Alyssa Milano? What happened?
She's having some boycott. Are you guys suffering from it in the booth?
Oh, totally.
She's sex strike, right?
He said, no, don't. Yeah, sex strike. Don't fuck anybody until they change the abortion laws.
Change them where? Like, make more abortions?
Yeah, you can kill your 2-year-old. If you don't like him, if he's bad at reading,
I wish they could kill my 9-year-old.
Huh? Am I right, folks? This on?
Hello. No, but this buddy of mine, he goes, like, his daughter, and she was over at his house, and he goes, yeah, she was in the living room, and she slipped in a puddle of lube. He had, like, a big gay sex party the night before, and
ew.
He came over and
wait, who's this?
His buddy of mine.
Oh.
And he's just, he had a...
I guess better lube than jizz, right?
Yeah, you don't want to, yeah, I think lube is slippery.
You guys both did it, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Chad, so what are you going to do? Are you just going to lay low until your lease is up?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can do. There's nothing I can do. I'm screwed.
Can you make any money?
Yeah, I'm going on the road. I got gigs coming up, and I'm doing... I actually just filmed a commercial, so I'm doing... I'm that's fine.
Good. All right.
Chad, you should get, like, a job at the 7-Eleven near the Comedy Store. So when everybody comes in and get their vapes or whatever, you're like, hey, I'm Chad Zumok. I'm doing good. Nobody shuts Chad down in Hollywood. I'm right here at fucking Sunset Boulevard, one of the finest 7-Elevens in town.
Go back to the freezer. They got a Patton's first wife's favorite pizza. It's called Tombstone.
Whoa!
Jesus Christ.
Chad, there's something to that. Like,
I gather you're not friend with Pat.
Pat? You call him Pat? I don't know him like that. First of all, Yoshi, why would you thank someone for making you a mommy when his wife died like that? 2 years ago.
I didn't say murdered.
2 years ago. She died under, like, it wasn't like she was hit by a car. She died in her sleep with a lot of drugs in her system. And now they're saying, she's like, thank you for making me a mommy. Fuck, man.
What I heard is she was under quite a bit of stress trying to finish that book covering the Golden State... serial killer, right? I don't remember.
Exactly. He was under a lot of stress trying to fuck Patton Oswalt. Jeez, you ever see that troll? That would be stressful for me. How to get your pussy wet? She should write a book about that.
My daughter.
How to get your pussy when you're married to a 4'4" ugly man.
My daughter's a serial killer. She can finish a bowl of Cheerios in 30 seconds.
Yay! Rock, put that on the best of clip, because serial killer jokes never grow stale like a bowl of box of Cheerios.
Ooh, Lucky Charms, methadone, and various other diseases in your body. Oh.
Speaking of killers, I was in.
Do you know Chad? You guys must know each other, right?
I recognize his name. I haven't read anything bad about him at all. But
like you don't know him.
Like he says, like he's under oath. I've never heard anything bad, Your Honor.
We
met in Vegas. I did a guest spot during the Porn Awards at the LA Comedy Club.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I remember. That's right.
Okay.
Were you just there? Or you did.
I did a spot. I don't know if I saw his set.
Did a guest spot at the Porn Awards?
During the week up, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. I was in Denver during that 20th anniversary of Columbine. So the day I landed, do you guys remember that gal from Miami flew in? She was obsessed with Columbine.
Right, she was kind of like...
And she landed in Denver, but, I don't know, guns and they were high alert. I landed the same day in Denver.
Oh, wow.
I was working on a possible documentary, and... You know, there was already high alert because of that Saturday was April 20th, the 20th anniversary.
It was Columbine. Birthday.
Yeah. So I was there.
The year I got high.
So that day I was free that Wednesday night. That would be 17th, 18th. So I went to Denver Press Corps. So they were talking about that Columbine, incident. So there was a police representative, a journalist, radio host, and the photographer talking about Columbine for, an hour and a half. Right. And it was very interesting. Then soon as it was done, there was Q&A. A lady started asking questions. And I don't know what she was talking about. And, like, make your fucking point, right? Then her husband grabbed the mic, pointed a finger at a representative cop, and said, and this is a very prestigious place. You have pictures of winners of Pulitzer Prize winning, for a newspaper and things like that.
Full of straight shooters.
Yeah. A guy pointed a finger at the representative police department at the time of the shooting. Right. He goes, "You're a fucking liar." And, kind of shocking because this is a prestigious place. Sure. And they told him, like, you can't talk to him like that. You need to leave. So he and his wife left. And I was trying to figure out who they were. And I find out, I think they're parents of Brooks Brown, if I remember right. I think Brooks Brown was, do you guys remember that name?
No.
Brooks Brothers?
No.
16 and a half, 34, 35. PayPal me his for a shirt.
Dylan Brown was, at the time, was called the third Columbine shooter.
Right.
So what happened was when Eric Harris and Dylan Clebo walked into school.
Two Dylans? What are the odds?
No, the third one was Brooks. You said
Brooks,
right,
yeah, Brooks Brown. Sorry, I apologize. So Dylan Clebo and Eric Harris was walking to school, and Brooks walked out of school because he wanted to smoke a cigarette. He didn't want to get in trouble.
I'll kill you.
And then those two guys told him, like, basically told him to get the fuck out of here. So he left.
He wasn't cool enough to murder?
Well, Eric Harris has threatened him before. Eric Harris.
It turns out one of the Columbine killers was a bully?
Nerd bully, the worst.
Bullied.
Kind of bully.
He had a website, America Online, had a list of people he was going to kill like a year before.
Right.
And
Chad on it. I'm just trying to keep him involved because he's still on the line.
It's a good story. Keep going.
Chad's in a dryer. Okay, go ahead.
Please. Yeah. So, like, you know, I was just like, holy shit, you know, because I think they were angry because. He had nothing to do with it, but because he walked home, everybody thought he knew about it, didn't warn anybody. Right. So he's been, like, kind of
ostracized
and threatened for the last 20 years, right?
Yeah, and head in the sand.
And he's still doing better than Chad Zumach.
Yes. So after I was talking to them, somebody told me next day on Thursday,
right,
there is a memorial in Denver. So I went. I had nothing to do that Thursday. So it's a big church. So, you know, everybody was speaking how sad it was. But you know what was interesting? A bunch of the survivors ended up marrying each other.
Well, it's Denver.
Wait, the survivors of Columbine survivors?
It's
a high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
But I thought it was amazing that they faced this.
I got a good one. What do they serve at the wedding? Duck? The bullets were flying, so they had.
No, we got it. You don't have to explain it.
It was a pretty foul affair.
Yeah.
But what was amazing, like, out of this terrible.
You cut his mic, Garrett, so he can finish the story.
Sorry, I'm fine.
Oh, he's turning red. Maybe he'll have a heart attack.
Hopefully, please.
That'd be so great.
Hey, Lord.
Oh, we'll finally go viral.
So, out of this terrible tragedy, something good came out of
What's good came out? That story?
Well, I mean, they got married to each other, I guess, you know.
You've never been married. That's the worst ending I've ever heard of any story. That's why movies don't end, and then they got married happily ever after because it's done.
Well, I thought maybe I could help by...
The healing power of laughter?
Helping them by maybe I could make a dating app for the survivors of a mass shooting.
Oh, like in Vegas and all the.
Well, I'm gonna call my app Sandy Hookup. you know what I mean? You know, Boney for Columbine.
It's a long way to go for a bit, but
20 minutes ago you started that. Good Lord!
You could text each other by Virginia texting. You know, right. So. Anyway, that's what came on my head when I went to the memorial in Denver.
I forgot how you started. It's really funny.
Sick man, Yoshi.
Say that for your hour and a half.
Yeah, it's closing bits, 45 minutes.
Yoshi.
It's all worth it.
I thought Yoshi was going to basically kind of put the Patton Oswalt thing together by saying, hey, listen, he was guilty by association, but they end up marrying another woman 6 months later. So it worked out. I thought that was going to be the bit.
Yeah, I don't know. So that actress, is she, I mean, I'm sure you Googled her and stuff. Is she working?
She's working. She's 50-year-old white woman in Hollywood. Wait, is she working?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
She's working on cleaning his balls.
She works at Lane Bryant.
Jesus Christ. She's not working. She'll never work again. Why do you think she's so happy that she made her a mommy? Because she had no career.
She's in.
Is she a stand-up or actress?
No. She was in Dream a Little Dream with
Corey. Everybody gets in a. If you're an actress, how about that girl, Kelly fucking. What's her name? The girl that was in Top Gun. Kelly, what's her name?
McGillis. She's a lesbian.
McGillis. Yeah, now she's a lesbian. That's how bad her career's going.
Right.
They use you. They put you in something, then they got to get another one.
She's in one of the douchiest scenes in a movie in the history of
cinema. Kelly McGillis?
No, the
Or Salinger.
Gary, you want to try and find it, please?
Meredith Salinger.
Meredith Salinger.
Even Dream. Meredith, that's such a bad name.
Dream a little
Meredith.
Dream.
I dated a woman named Meredith. Shut the fuck up. It's an hour. It's an hour and 5 minutes.
Talk slower.
We got an hour and 5 minutes to kill, so relax. It's going to take him a minute to find it. He knows what
thing.
To find
it.
He knows.
Say it, though. Huh? You're talking over.
Don't worry about it. He'll find it. Look, Karen, he found it.
Is this the dancing scene, though? It's a Corey Feldman, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
This is her?
Yeah, this is it.
This okay, 20 years ago, right?
No, like 30 almost.
89, so 30 years ago.
So this is the last thing she's done?
I think so. Other than White Patton's come off her chin.
This is the last thing she's done, Garrett?
We don't. I think so, too, but I'll look it up just to make
so
sure.
So since then, she's been doing nothing. See, they needed a young gal, and then they used her, and then you're like, okay, thanks.
Corey Feldman's like in his Michael Jackson outfit.
Yeah.
He's dancing around.
Hollywood's like
back then.
Yeah, who isn't cute when they're 20? You ever go on Facebook, you see pictures of like comics from when they were 20, like, well, he was actually like pretty good looking back then. Everybody looks good in their 20s.
Fuck Brad Trackman.
Throwback Thursday. Well, that's not.
Just kidding, Brad, I'm just kidding.
He wasn't even good looking then. I hate to shit on someone's looks. I'm just saying, like, don't thank somebody for making you a mommy when their fucking wife just died.
Jason Robards is in this movie.
So?
And Corey Haim has a limp. I think he was real drugged up.
What's the name of this movie?
Dream a Little Dream. Mm. They do a thing where, like, the old man's soul gets in Corey Feldman's body.
She doesn't even talk. She just dances.
It's a dance thing now.
And this is her whole thing in Hollywood.
I don't know.
This is what she's contributed to the Hollywood machine.
Yeah.
Her doing some acting, basically reacting to him dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's got cleavage. Right. She's young. She looks like, oh, maybe. Oh, she probably kind of sexy.
Corey Feldman's like full-on Michael Jackson. This is probably when the album Bad was out, or maybe Dangerous.
Imagine if she would have met Patton Oswalt then.
Right.
He was like a little guy who worked at the fucking Blockbuster, exactly. And she was just in this thing. Yeah. Would she have been like, oh, you're so cute? She would have been like, get the fuck away from me, you little half man. So it's such a joke, you know, like, now I'm in love. He's famous. I'm taller than him.
Yeah. Anyway, I saw this movie in the theater. She was really hot back then, but, you know, let's just.
Okay, everybody was.
Time's cruel.
Wow. So she was working the whole time, but in things you've never heard of.
Like theater and stuff?
Poltergeist, A Legacy, like just a TV show for one episode. Buffy and
okay.
Luke, just Lake Placid.
Although I did love her in Pet Sematary 4.
Yeah, but she might have been extras in those, right?
Dawson's Creek for 2 episodes.
That's
yeah.
big.
All right, well, it's more of a career than we have.
I mean, if you're an extra, you still put it as like you're not. You don't put you're an extra. You just put the you're an actress and then you're in this show.
Hey, by the way, we prefer the term background artist.
Who's we? You and Yoshi?
Me and Yoshi.
You guys are working together?
What's up with porn? How's it going? Cutting up some...
Nothing recently, but... I went to see Esther... Well, I think I already talked about that last time I was here.
What was it?
Well, Esther co-hosting AVN. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Did she do okay?
Oh, yeah, how'd she do?
It was great. I was kind of shocked how well-behaved the girls were. I think most of the women.
It's always bad news when you go to the AVN and all of a sudden they decide to be well behaved. Let's whore it up a little bit, you whores.
It's about the time to do it.
Yeah.
Double anal in a prairie skirt. Does it work for me?
I think most girls are doing it for career these days. It's not because of their.
Here, though. Can you?
They don't like cock as much as they pretend.
I think it's a lot of pretend. I thought. That's my impression.
But the thing is like you don't even know girls' porn names anymore. Like Nicole Aniston is the last porn name I can think of. And she's been around now for probably almost about 10 years.
What do you mean you don't know their porn names?
I'm saying like when you
there's so many porn people.
Well, they don't make they're
they don't make stars.
Yeah, they don't make stars. Really, the industry doesn't really make stars.
The porn star machine doesn't exist anymore.
No, I think they become star more on Instagram. You
okay.
know,
right.
So
right.
they just happen to do porn. But I think during porn will give you a couple million followers if you're a big star.
Okay.
And I think if you make money elsewhere.
Will you feature dance?
Yeah.
That's usually how they make
or privates.
Or yeah,
sell products on your Instagram. Because when you have a couple million, some of these don't have a couple million followers, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know how you monetize it because I don't know any of that stuff.
Well, you mold your vagina too. You can make this like a pocket pussy or whatever. There's all kind of ways that your father can want to kill himself.
That's the part you have
mold
to put your
vagina?
Head
in.
They make it like Aza Akira.
Why would he kill himself for that?
Well, no, I'm saying your father.
That's all, that's actually makes sense.
Thanksgiving.
You can like, settle at Disney World.
They have the dark meat.
The gift shop.
Right.
Well, guys make their dick.
Right. You can dildo, buy a dildo, but they also they put like whatever up your cunt, and they kind of make it like a mold of it.
Right.
And then they can, now, so when you fuck it, it's like you're fucking her, but it's really just a top rack dishwasher.
Oh, it's not her. It's not her.
No. No matter how much you spend the pillow.
It's called a pillow.
Pillow.
You can't say pillow. He can't say Denver.
You were saying Denver.
Oh, Denver. Oh, I did. I can't mention his name, but one of my friend's friend is sick. So I had to ask one of the porn stars to make get well clip.
A cameo? Like a cameo thing?
No, just like a film. I hope you've recovered from your cancer. You know what's good for cancer? Fucking this pussy. You know, send us kind of get well clip.
Okay.
So, yeah, but isn't that torture? Because he can't even fuck that pussy.
Oh.
And he's gonna keep on with his cancer because he can't fuck that pussy if that's the cure. Like, you know, the doctor going, you know, the cure for this cancer, this medicine that you can't have.
Right over there.
I made a video of things that you can't, that will cure your cancer, but you can't,
you don't
have access to.
Right? Huh? If you have cancer,
but the joke is that she's like, you know, be cured for this cancer, this pussy, but she's making a video, so he can't even get to it. And even if he could, she wouldn't fuck him because she's a cunt whore tease.
Fly her in. You could, like, do a private. These girls go all over the country fucking.
They do?
Yeah.
You got to fly him first class or business?
Group two, Southwest. Yeah, I don't think porn girls fly business class. I mean, I don't think it's really. I think.
Do you remember if there ever was a porn cancer? I mean, a cancer porn, like people with cancer fucking. Do you remember that kind of stuff?
No.
Google that.
I've seen two people with
cancer. They would fuck each other, make porn out of it.
Yeah, I know. I know a scene with two people with HIV.
Oh,
I remember that, okay. But I don't remember cancer.
Are the two gentlemen or this man and a woman HIV?
Husband and wife.
Okay.
John Stagliano and his wife. I used to work for them.
Okay, John Stagliano, he got HIV because he fucked a transsexual in Brazil, right?
You really know porn, yes.
I know porn, that's right.
You've been six deep. He knows his porn.
I jerked off five times today.
No, you did.
I promise you I did.
I promise you didn't.
I promise you I did. I don't know. Am I bragging?
Then why would you bring it up?
Bragging? No. No.
Nobody jerks off five times on a rainy Monday.
I feel like Morrissey. Every day is like Sunday. Every day is Sunday.
When, what was the last time you jerked off? What was the final fifth time?
I Googled American Amateur Threesome.
No, what time was it?
Oh, let's see. I had lunch at, I had to be at the restaurant at 11:45.
You jerked off after lunch?
11:15. No. 11:15. I got my one daughter to school at 8 o'clock.
So don't be talking about your daughter and jerking off five times.
She left her house. She was done.
Whatever.
So,
what, you smell your finger and then you could smell
it. Come
on,
now you're being inappropriate. I got her to school at 8 o'clock. Oh, 8:05.
Don't tell me.
8:05. Well, you asked me a fucking question. 8:05, I got the first
one. You can't even jerk off five times in a half a day before noon?
I'm not 60 years old like you, all right? I have no...
First of all, nobody jerks off five times in a day before noon.
I was backed up, and then I went to the titty bar Saturday night, and I maybe it was a little booger sugar flying around. I didn't come in my pants at the strip club, so I was a little backed up, so I needed to clean the pipes out. So
five times?
Yeah, five times. 8 o'clock, 8:45, like 9:15, 10 o'clock, then the dog walker was gonna come. So then I was like, I should bang out a real quick one, and then I have a real go to scene, and
Is this one of those things you do because when you're under stress?
I'm just full of cum. Like, I don't know. Like, I just need to get it out. Like, I need. It's like lancing a
wound. He embellishes everything.
I don't embellish anything,
including his cock.
I know, it's huge. Stacey Pressman did my show on Friday night. I had her feet in my lap, and I got a little tingle. And she goes, "Oh, you got something going on."
What is she gonna say? You don't have much of a dick down there. Yeah, she's at your house.
That's what my mother always said. She'd spit in my face.
Why would she spit in your face?
I was a princess, and she didn't like me because I lived in a tower.
Okay.
I did jerk off five times.
All right.
I feel very... And I was talking to my friend who's now gay, and he's talking about, you know, his sex party with all the lube on the floor, and his kid slipped in the lube.
And then you got to jerk off again with just all that kind of...
Right in the bathroom.
That conversation has made you hot.
Right in the bathroom.
Him having a lot of dicks at his house. And
no, I'm...
Lube
well,
on the
I'm
thing. His daughter
gay.
Slipped.
Yeah.
People think you're gay.
I don't give a shit what people think, but...
Yeah, you do. That's why you're on Twitter, even though you're blind. What are my notifications, Twitter? What did I in the sky say?
I don't tweet. I don't. Just like
this. Jim Stansel thinks I'm gay. What? I'm going to go to Stamford, Connecticut and box his eyes out.
Along with your wife. How are you two? How are you two?
Good, good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't punch her yesterday on Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Was it good?
Wink, wink. Maybe I did.
Right.
No, every day's a good day. Yeah.
Give her a bouquet of plantains and corn chips.
I will be careful with that.
You told me to smell my finger. You intimated that. I jerked off because I smelled my daughter's vagina.
No, not her vagina. Just when you're holding her hand.
Her hair?
Right, her hair or hand. Or,
all right, that works, actually.
Say your finger in her.
All right, fair enough. Sorry.
Now you bring it to my attention.
I apologize to you.
Yeah, apologies are in order.
Please.
Chad?
Yo.
So, you have spots out there? When do you go on the road? You want to do some plugs? Let's all support Chad.
Next week.
You're home all week.
No, I'm in Omaha next week.
Woohoo.
And then I'm going to be in Vegas. I'm going to be in New York in June. I'm doing Skankfest and Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory.
Oh, wow. Don't mention Pete Davidson and his.
Oh, I got a story about Vinnie Brand. I can't even tell it on the air.
Come on.
No, because it's he told me not to tell it, but it's like he's getting some pushback on the whole Pete Davidson thing. It's fucked up, man. It's fucked up.
I don't know anything.
Chad knows what I'm talking about, but it's like. It's showbiz is so filthy, and like, you know, all these guys, I think, you know, Pete Davidson, he's got a fucking tattoo of Hillary Clinton and he's a fucking progressive, yet he'll fuck Vinnie Brand over, and he's still fucking him over weeks later. They're still fucking punishing Vinnie Brand, and he's like, I'm for women, I'm for, like, people are good, and I'm a positive person, but anytime they get a chance to fuck somebody over who's lesser on the totem pole than they are, they will. That's how show business works. That's what they're doing to Chad, that's what they try to do to me. Chad, you know, I got into a Will Silverance the other night.
Oh, really? Because you don't like him anyway.
I hate him. So anyway, the late show, Attell goes on before me, you know. So I go in there, and Attell's like, you know, he's going, Will's the MC, so he's going back and forth with Will Silverance. You know, Will's like his dumb sidekick, which is not a stretch for Will because he's already dumb. And so they're going, and so then Attell wraps it up. He brings me up to like, they're still clapping for Attell. He goes, yeah, your next comic, he mumbles my name, mumbles anything he's going to say about me. So I grab the mic, I go, yeah, Will Silverance, the worst MC in town or something like that. Anyway, so then I do my set. He comes up and right when he's about to grab the mic, I just drop it on the ground.
Oh, Jesus.
So he goes, pick up the mic. I go, no, you can pick up the mic. So then I go out. I'm in the hallway. He brings up the next guy. He comes. He's like, I hear him going, where is he? Where is he? So he gets in my face. He goes, next time you drop the mic, I'm going to fuck you up. I go, oh, you're a tough guy now, too? He goes, I'm going to fuck you up. Then he goes upstairs. One of the waitresses separated us. So he goes up. Then he goes upstairs. Then he comes back down again. I go, yeah? I go, you know where I live, Jersey City. Let's do it. He goes, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up. I go, oh, it's pathetic. Anyway, he sucks. He's a shit MC. He mumbles. He's not funny. He's just bad. He's just bad. So it's been going on for years, and like I've just fucking had it with him. I dropped the mic before. That time it was an accident, but this time I just fucking dropped it, you know.
Is Will an African-American?
He's really ugly. He's Haitian. He's really ugly up close. He got right in my face. I was like, wow, he's really ugly.
Right.
I mean, the only one who would date him at this point is Patton Oswalt's wife because she doesn't give a shit, obviously. Will was famous, she would probably date him.
Dream a little cream.
Dream a little cream.
A little cream on your
ass.
Hey,
asshole. Did you see my movie from 1988?
I was somebody.
Then I did a couple MacGyver walk-ons. Anyway, so he's like, I guess I can't work any shows he's on that he's hosting. But the shows always suck when he hosts because he stinks. Like, I'm not kidding. The crowd stinks 90% of the time when he hosts because he's not funny. He's like, it's unbelievable. Anyway, I'm going to fuck you up. Okay. Get in line, motherfucker.
So wait, so when you host, how do you get that job? You just kind of like.
How do you get the job? You apply. You apply for a job.
Does he do spots?
What?
Does he just host?
No, he just hosts. They'll never give him a spot because he can't do a spot. He couldn't do 15 minutes. It's just he does some bad crowd work, then that's it. He has like three jokes, and apparently he steals too. He was involved with the whole Russell Peters.
He's Haitian.
People were accusing him of stealing.
Wait, he's accusing Russell?
No, there was some thing that Russell Peters was doing some guy's bid, or he was involved somehow with all these guys. But Dante swears on his life that Will Sylvan steals. Mm.
And when like a black guy says serious guy steals, it's like you can believe it. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah, I know. I mean, he just says he goes to Asia or he goes to wherever.
Yeah.
And then he comes back and he's got a new joke, but it's
being an Asian.
Huh?
Being an Asian person.
No, you go to another country and then you maybe see a guy do a bit. You're like, you know what? Maybe I'll do the bit in North America.
I see.
Where this guy doesn't live.
Didn't you?
And he's never on TV. All he does is MC, so he can do the bit. And nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck anyway, because there's too much content, so nobody can police it. So whatever. So,
and did you say he's a fan, or he works a lot with Attell?
No, when Attell can't do stand up by himself anymore.
Why?
He just can't. So he likes to interact with like the MC, because otherwise he just gets bored, and so he uses the MC to like make fun of the MC, and usually Will. Will thinks he's part of something.
Right. He's like his Robin, who's Batman.
Right. And he just shits on Will the whole time because Will's an idiot. And Will doesn't have to act like an idiot to be an idiot. He's just naturally an idiot. He doesn't pronunciate, as I told him to a man who can't say Denver, he doesn't pronunciate his words properly. And it's a mess. And I've had it with the guy. He's a fucking like whatever.
Kevin.
What?
Kevin, what if this gets back to Will?
What if what gets back to Will?
What you're saying.
I don't think Kevin
What cares. Is he going to do?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't want him to go Gary Goldman on you.
First of all, he's afraid. He's afraid. He's a fucking afraid. If he wanted to hit me, he could have hit me that night if he wanted to hit me. He's like, oh, I'll do it. He thinks, first of all, if he hits me, he'll get in more trouble than, that's the only place he works. He works nowhere else. They give him like MC spots and late night MC spots because, you know, people at late night shows, they're drunk and nobody wants them. And, you know, so like, Will, you want to host late? So it'll get back to him. He already knows I don't like him. What is it going to get back to him, Chad?
Well, isn't he a boxer?
I didn't know that.
I don't know.
I got quiet.
Will's a talented guy.
Oh, I think he works out. I think he knows. I think he has a green belt. But I got a fucking black belt. It's holding on my 34 waist. No, so we'll see. We'll see. What's he gonna do? Well, I mean, is he gonna hit me? Is he gonna fucking work me like a fucking speed bag?
The fact that he threatened you, most likely not. Because if people are going to hurt you, they would have done it without a warning.
And he's probably afraid because he only works there. You know, I'm basically saying let's do it in Jersey City. Because again, I don't think he's gonna do anything. But even if he does, you know, then I'll fucking get him. You know.
So, have you ever gotten a fight?
Have I? What kind of an interview? Have you ever gotten to a fight? First of all,
a long time ago,
but not recently. Because
he's Asian, of course, he's gotten to fights.
Big guy.
Yes.
I was watching clips of Rumble in the Bronx, the Jackie Chan movie. So funny! It's like you can totally tell they shot.
You were jerking off.
Yeah. In between my refractory period.
Chad, you think I was wrong?
Well, no. I know you had a history with Will. I think it's pretty funny. So I thought what you did was pretty funny, actually.
I mean, the fact that we did a scene together and crashing, it would be fun, kind of fun if you, in real life, we got into a fist fight or something.
Right.
Be like, hey, I guess they really didn't like each other.
Well, you're like a Stella Adler actor.
Right. I got to live it all. Yeah. Also, if I don't feel
Kevin,
I can't do it. What?
Not to change the subject, but have you seen Neil's new podcast, How Neil Feels?
No.
It's pretty rough, dude.
All right. Anything more than that?
Well, he has the Comedy Store waitress as his co-host. She's black, and they talk about issues like race and relationships.
It's brand new, right?
Brand new.
Is it on a network?
It's on Neil's YouTube channel. Pull it up.
I'm not going to pull it up, but is it? It's not on a. It's not on a Bill Burr's or anything like that network, right?
Plus, it takes time to get
so.
To. Good, you know.
Don't take Neil's side. Neil's a fucking cunt, and this is a warning for Neil. Neil, if you ever come to New York, you watch your fucking back. I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna get who I'm gonna get to fuck you up, whether it's Jimmy Martinez or
Brad Williams. Jesus Christ!
I thought it was Brad Trackman. Then we went to the.
We retired his name.
So you can tag all these people, Chad, when you hang up.
Yeah, just.
Oh, Will Sylvan, I was warning him, and definitely tell Neil.
Jeffrey Gurian on Neil.
No, Neil hates me because of you. I mean, I can't even, he won't even look at me.
Well, there could be a lot of reasons for that, to be honest, Chad.
He won't even look at me.
Are you going to meetings? Are you still sober? What are you doing?
Yeah, I just don't drink. I gotta drop 15 pounds.
For what?
I'm filming that Gotham Live thing on the 20th, and I don't want to look like shit.
Yeah, but you don't want to look too thin. You want to be like outside of your normal weight, because then you'll be all dizzy.
15's gonna be fine. He's not gonna look thin at 15.
What if your hat?
You're very helpful,
Chad. What if your hat doesn't fit anymore because you lose so much weight? Your hat's all spinning around.
I don't wear hats anymore because of your fans. Your fans would not stop with the hat.
Yeah, you look dumb
in a
hat.
You have a nice head of hair, like you celebrate it. You're no spring chicken.
Yeah, you got a big Midwest head.
Yeah,
he looks fine.
Yeah, he's a cute guy. I'd suck his dick.
No, you wouldn't.
I tried to.
Chad?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh yeah, when he's in your thing.
He didn't know.
All right, Chad.
Before I let you go, Eddie Ipf's mad at me now.
Good.
Now what? Why is Eddie mad at you? You gave him. Go ahead.
I was making fun of his first album cover on Twitter. And he thought it was disrespectful because he's been doing it longer than me, and I need to pay him more respect.
Well, you know.
Chad, I could see Chad driving around L.A. when he passed the comedy store. He's like, fuck you. he's just so mad. He's shitting on everybody.
Yelling at the window of a bus. Fuck you.
He sees the Hollywood sign. He tries to drive into it. He's so mad at everybody. Fuck you, Eddie Ift. Fuck you, everybody. Fuck you, everybody in California.
Can you find Eddie's first album cover, please?
Eddie's a fraud because Eddie acts like, you know, he's a friend of the show, let's say, but like he acts like he's this guy's got it all together and like the rules are the rules. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, you got to respect me because why? That's the whole thing. Like, Will Smith was like, some guy wrote a thing on Twitter, and I think it was a Will Smith's burner account. Like, you got to respect the host. He was shitting on me. Tweeter, but I think it was Will Sylvan's burner account.
Is it jokes that make my friends laugh, where he's laying on the floor in the fetal position?
No, it's I learned the hard way.
Oh. I learned the hard way.
Something about you jerking off again?
Yeah, get in your belly, faggot. I'll show you. I'll make you laugh with tears of sadness. What are you doing? Are you on your phone?
Yeah, they're fine. Aren't they looking for a clip?
We're still doing like the show. So,
oh, he looks like a guy from Green Day. What a faggot. I learned the hard way. I'm Eddie Ipf. I'm only 22.
Well,
everybody's a fucking crazy.
Well, Chad, good luck with everything, all right?
Oh, hey, I'll be there in June. I'll come in studio. I miss you guys.
No, we miss you too. Good luck with everything. So,
all right, buddy.
Okay. Hope you need anything.
Bye, Yoshi. Have a good one. See ya.
Thanks. See you, pal. There goes Chad. So.
No, this guy, this burner account, you guys can look it up. Now it's called, at LLFARKYLL, but they might be capital I's. Yeah, they might be capital I's or L's. LL, capital FARKY. But anyway, he, huh?
What'd he say?
No, the other night he said, I don't know, I can't find it.
Kevin, how long have you been performing as a comedy seller for?
1971.
Kevin, he tweeted something, which got no likes, and nothing. And I commented on it. He goes, thanks for a great show, guys. At Will Sylvans was an incredible host, and the comedians definitely brought the game. Unfortunately, Kevin Brennan 666 had to act the way he looked, drunk and washed up. Jokes were funny, but all respect was gone for this guy after so much disrespect for this place/host. Never disrespect the host. Aside from the Mean Girls skit he pulled near the end towards the host with that mic drop, y'all others killed it. When you're finished with your skit, you pass the mic out of respect. You don't throw it on the floor like you own the place. Your Netflix original isn't coming out anytime soon. Much love, y'all. So he tweeted that, got zero likes. I commented on it. I said it's a Will Sylvans burner account. But it's like, I'm like, who is this guy? So if the guy was really mad, yeah, thank you. If the guy was really mad, wouldn't he have commented back on my comment?
Yeah.
That it was a Will Sylvan's burner account? Uh-huh. And yeah. I'm like, why is he not commenting? I said burner account for Will Sylvan's. I'm like, why would he not? Why would he? That's all he had to say? And now, then he was fine? Because he's active on Twitter. So,
do you think Will would be smart enough to spell his name wrong with his burner account?
Good point.
What do you mean?
Because Will Sylvan's is one L, and this tweet writes it with two L's. And I don't know. I think, feel like if Will was trying to pretend he was someone else, he would still spell his name correctly.
Hmm. Excellent.
He
point,
also
Garrett.
Put in the host in parentheses, just in case you didn't know who he was.
Wow.
Wait, what? Were you guys making two different points?
No,
same point.
Same point. What they're saying is that it's not really. It probably isn't him because
I think it's a friend of Will. Or
yeah,
something.
It's a friend of Will.
Yeah,
some other Haitian fellow.
Wait, so where did he spell his name? Oh, he spelled his name wrong?
Yeah, because the real Will spells it with one L. And in this tweet right here, he spells it with two L's.
Look at the screen.
Yeah.
Mm. Hand it over to Will, the host, to continue the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but maybe he did that to so he wouldn't look like he, you know what I mean?
Misdirection.
You think he has?
Yeah, the old misdirection, because I know Paul Mercurio used to send emails to the Comedy Cellar.
Saying he loved Paul Mercurio.
Yeah, and he would get
Wait. How do you
he would get things wrong like on purpose.
But Paul Mercurio is a lawyer. You know, he's
so that makes it even.
He's well versed in like reverse psychology and stuff. I don't know.
But they would still catch him anyway.
Jesus. By the way, speaking of Paul Mercurio,
and I'm not making this up. It's coming from an extremely reliable source, so reliable that I know what happened. But anyway, so. So that's why I always get suspicious. I'm just suspicious that, like, if the guy was so adamant that I was so bad, wouldn't he jump at the opportunity to push back at me once I said it was a burner account?
Totally.
Wouldn't he just go, like, because he tweeted that Saturday night after the show, like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. I thought, I'm like, so I just came in. I figured no one's going to see it, so I'll give the guy a chance to come back at me because he's still awake. Yeah. And then and it gets no comments, no action. So I'm like, well, this is something. And I thought, then he's probably just, you know, if I called him out, he's a Will Sylvan's burner account. Wouldn't he go like, I'm not a fucking, wouldn't he just come back at me? Unless he is. So I'm thinking maybe Will spelled his name on purpose wrongly.
Wow.
On, you know, because he's dumb, but he's not as dumb as.
When I was growing up at our house in Martha's Vineyard.
This better have something to do with the story.
Yes, it does. We had an.
We got a lot of calls all of a sudden.
We had a Haitian guy. We used to call him Old Creole Tom. And he came over from the boat from New Bedford. And he used to make a goat stew that would curl your toes. He's dead now. I don't know. That's all I got.
It has more to do with Patton Oswalt's wife, doesn't it?
Speaking of dead now, hashtag her career. Zinga, 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 zoo.
Hey, look at my titties back when I was 30 years ago.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Uh-huh. Get the fuck out of here. I make the best point. Would she have fucked him when she was famous and he was not,
no,
and he was nothing?
I mean, Patton makes-
no, but you know, So she's in love with this guy, but she doesn't love him because he's adorable. She loves him because he's famous and she has no career. And she made him a mommy.
Right. Without ruining her body, which was already ruined by time. How ironic.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite Mother's Day memory?
Hey, Brian, did you get your asshole eaten at your birthday party?
You saw that tweet? No. I got a bunch of lap dances, though. I went a little crazy.
Where'd your mom say you... where'd you tell your mom you were going?
My mom?
Your wife, I mean. Whatever.
That's a Freudian slip.
No, I know. You know what I'm talking about.
I told her Gallagher's, but I... Would may sound like an Irish bar. She knew. She doesn't give a shit if I go to a strip club. It's fine. It doesn't.
She doesn't care if you get like 30 lap dances and do coke. She doesn't have any problem with that.
No, it was fine.
You're like the worst son that anyone's ever had.
Son, it's my wife.
She's your mom.
Oh God, her.
But you worked in porn, so why would she complain now?
That's right. The Oriental guy's got a good point.
Oriental.
Bring him home. Bring him home whenever you get into a jam. Hey, mom, talk to the guy from 16 Candles.
Hey, Long Duck Dong, what do you think about porn club?
Hey, just fell out of a tree. This guy's hilarious.
Jesus, is this 86? All right.
I wish it was 69. Give me that yellow dick.
It was a good year. It wasn't a great 1969 turned out to be a great year.
How was it a great year?
Had a lot of shit happen in 1969.
Well, me and some guys from school had a band, and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit. Jody got married.
What do you mean 69? Most of the assassinations were 68. But
a lot of shit happened in 69. It was ever very volatile year. Sure. 1969. 68 was very volatile too. But the whole fucking year, it's Vietnam. When I watched the Vietnam fucking thing, a lot of things happened in 69.
Right.
Go ahead, caller.
It was also the winter was really nippy. Don't you chink?
My son said the other day, he goes, Mom, my nibbles are hard. Really? And it was just so funny because it's like, that's what you do with a nipple. You nibble on it, right? So yeah. I bet before it used to be called nibble. And then they go like, you know what? It's called a nipple. We can't have two things being the same thing.
Oh, my nipples.
Yeah, you nibble on it. You don't fucking bite them. You might suck on them, but you mostly nibble on them.
I can't come unless I'm drawing blood.
No, because if you suck on them too hard, then women get mad. Like, that hurts.
Yeah, it's true.
Then don't invite me over.
Like this,
go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
From Valentino. Andrew Valentino. Just wanted to, you know, wish you, Kevin, and Brian a happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
I've just been, you know, dealing with the day-to-day survival, you know, of things.
How are things in your life? What do you mean?
Oh. Very, very shortly, like half an hour after that appearance I made, I was fired.
What?
Yeah, very, very true. Just the DA called my job.
Oh, come on, are you?
Oh, yeah, no, he's the guy who came in, he sat in with us, remember?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You got fired because of being on the show?
No, not for being on the show.
That's
just
good.
For being arrested and
remember charged. Remember he went to the wrong apartment number?
Right.
Oh.
He went to the wrong apartment and he was wearing a hoodie and he looks like he kind of has an afro. So the cops arrested him,
yeah.
And then he got fired from his job.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't think they could. I didn't think they could do that. Where your job could snitch out on you. Or the cops could snitch out on you unless you get convicted.
Yeah, well, I sat on the Committee of Ethics and Professional Practices, so it was neither professional nor, you know, prudent of me, I guess, to even be charged in the first place.
Wait, what were you doing before? What's your job?
It was like politics, like real estate politics.
Yeah, and he got arrested.
Sounds like Monopoly politics. It was real politics.
Yeah, exactly. I had to go to jail $200. So what are you going to do now? Can you get unemployment or what are you going to?
Well, I just signed an offer today. I got to get through the background check, of course, which is going to be interesting.
Hang up.
But, you know, yeah.
Do you have any priors other than being arrested or anything? Any kind of...
None whatsoever. Everyone was mad. Everyone was mad at work. I left under very mysterious terms, you know.
Sure.
They were mad that you were fired sooner?
No, I'd hope so, you know.
Did you photocopy your asshole?
He got drunk. And then he went to a building that looked like his, and he was looking at he was waiting for a package from Amazon, and he was looking through the packages, and then he left, and they got him for like burglary or breaking and entering or something.
You actually walked into the apartment?
It was open. No, he into the lobby of the building.
It was open. Yeah,
it was open.
I just can't believe there's plainclothes. Policemen like wandering the streets looking for this shit.
Sure, there's a backstory.
Do you remember that story within last year? This police officer went to Roan's apartment thinking it was her apartment.
Yeah, she killed a guy.
She killed a guy.
Yeah, the door was open, and the guy's sitting, a black dude. She's sitting there. She's a white police lady, and she just shot him.
And I heard later on,
and she said, "Don't." And then when she called the police, she goes, "Oh, I'm going to get fired."
Yeah, he probably will be.
She did get fired. She's going to jail. So you just can't shoot it. You can't just shoot whatever. That's what I'm saying. It's like if you're drunk, like sometimes whenever I go to my apartment, I always look because they're all numbered, the same number.
Right.
And it just, if I get off on the wrong floor, I could get shot. If I go to open the wrong, if I'm on the wrong floor, if I'm drunk, but I always check the number before I open the door.
I know, in her defense, she probably was pretty spooked.
The guy laughed. Andrew just laughed. He's going to get fired again.
You're
oh, man.
You get double fired.
But it's a good time, you know? fun employment, as they call it. It was less fun 2 weeks ago, but today starts the day of fun employment because I'm signed.
So you get unemployment now?
It was all for a week. I only received one unemployment check.
And where do you live again?
Brooklyn.
I'm downtown. I'm near like the Bleecker Street station.
Okay, sure. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Nice area.
Well, someone's doing well. Oh, excuse me. Well,
you don't know how you could be living in fucking Chinatown with like 18 other Chinamen.
Got one right here. It'd be cool.
All right, Andrew, come in when you get an update. Come in.
Yeah, when you're all straightened out.
Yeah.
Let us
all
know.
Right, thanks, guys.
All right, good luck, buddy.
Where are your money, buddy? Sorry.
It's fucked up. Like, I didn't know you could, like, basically the cops called his job and said he was arrested, but it's like he's innocent until proven guilty, right? Right, Chinaman?
Yeah, what do you yes. got there?
Working on those railroads.
That'd be funny if, like, down in Chinatown, they had, like, different fucking law and order, like rules of justice. Like, when you shop, if they chop off your
head. Not Arabs. Jesus.
No, Chinatown. Chinatown laws.
What happened in Chinatown stays in Chinatown.
Because aren't there certain things where you, like, you don't fuck with a certain, like.
Yellow justice.
No, it used to be you go into Little Italy, you don't fuck with the stores there because they'll kill you. It must be some of that shit in Chinatown.
I used to live in the Hell's Angels block. Second between First and A, and First and A, and it was a little wild because like nobody had any bars in their windows. The whole block, it was like,
yeah,
they just did not fuck around. Like,
plus, those guys would be in front of the thing. The whole
you know, time. Now that you mention it, Frankfurt, Germany, the red light district, it's run by Hell's Angel,
right?
So there's no crimes there, you know, because they're being watched all the time. There's some benefit for having people like that watch out for you.
Oh, it's a total benefit. Plus, they always sit in front of the thing, the Hell's Angels. You know, they just sit in front of the thing, so they keep an eye on literally what's going on. They see a black guy, you got to walk around.
I'd like to go to Frankfurt, but I hear all the guys here think they're real hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Because of Frankfurters. All right, go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Hello?
Imagine if the Tonight Show the whole time was like Johnny was sitting there and Ed was drunk and he wouldn't shut the fuck up. It's like the equivalent of what we have now.
Start again,
just can't make him puns and Johnny's like, ugh. Harnack say, you're fired.
Sorry, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Hey, it's OVO.
There he is, Albuquerque's finest.
No, I'm just kidding. It's Hack Jokerson. Fuck OVO.
Hack Jokerson. Okay, good.
I love
OVO. OVO is a fucking hack, man.
Yeah. OVO, cool cat.
21 years old. He's in the basement of his parents' house.
He's kind of starting to fucking beef with us, man, on Twitter. And I think we got to settle it right now on air.
What's the problem?
He's just a nerd, you know? He's a fucking nerd. And, the Compound Cucks are coming on June 17th. We're coming in studio, and we're going to announce our arrival. And this fucking fag is just like, you know, he's just a nerd.
So you guys are coming in like a motorcycle gang?
We can get motorcycles if you want. We'll come in like a motorcycle gang, but we're going to be in studio on June 17th.
All right. Okay. I hope we're here, right? What is that, a Tuesday or Monday or Wednesday?
Oh, it's a Monday. It's a Monday. We made sure it's a day that you guys are in studio.
All right, cool.
We're coming. Monday, yeah.
How many people?
As of now, at least a cool five.
All right.
Compound Cox.
Compound Cox, let's do
Compound
it.
Compound Cox, we're coming.
But OVO's in Albuquerque. He won't be here. He lives far away. He won't.
Cut to him taking a Greyhound.
He starts walking now.
Get there. No, he's not coming. He said, I think he said he's coming in August, so we might have to come in and squash this beef.
Well, wait, what are you guys? You guys are just mad that he's a nerd on Twitter?
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's the Compound Cox? Who's in it so far?
Neil Brennan. thank you for that.
No, not Neil, but I think we got Fens, Stancil. Yep. We got a couple of other guys, Damien.
All right.
A couple of guys you see on Twitter, but
and they're threat.
We're all coming in. I think Fens, Stancil, Matt, we're all coming in on June 17th.
Great.
And I like them because they're threatening Gary Goldman whenever he does something. They're like, yeah,
yeah.
Compound Cucks are coming
for
you.
Goof every single fucking time, and he won't bite. I threaten him literally every night, and he won't bite.
He's not blocking you?
No, he won't.
Maybe he's trying to stay above the fray.
The I do road. It, and I went after, not that I went after, but like Sarah Silverman too yesterday with her big rant, and I just went Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah,
she didn't bite on that one.
What did she say? What did she say yesterday? What a great woman she is.
She did something. I think she was kind of like talking about the sick strike thing.
Yeah.
And she went off, and she was like doing like a big rant, and I just went Happy Mother's Day. And
girl, that's a good one. All you gotta say to her, because she thinks she thinks everybody loves her, and she's like this great person. It's like, dude, you never been married. You don't have any fucking kids. Shut the fuck up. What do you get high? You get high in West Hollywood. You think you have a lot of wisdom?
Well, she also
smoking pot. That's why potheads should all fucking kill themselves.
She also hit the wall too. You want a sex strike? Just get naked in front of me.
Uh huh.
No problem.
Huh.
All right, I won't put down my sign.
I wrote to her. Alyssa Milano put that, and the big sex strike post she put. I said, "How did you get my wife's number so fast?"
There you go,
Hack Jokerson.
Hack Jokerson.
Hack Jokerson. That's why I'm a hack.
Hey, that's your Twitter at Hack Jokerson.
Yeah, Hack Jokerson.
Hey, I love it.
I bet you didn't saw that coming. Sorry. I'm trying to
Brian,
hack.
You know. I go with you.
We have a good time.
I said, my wife wants to divorce me because all I do is fucking shitty puns all the time now.
It's divorce you or lay in a puddle of pussy juice, my friend. Let's be honest.
I don't get it.
Ladies, she don't know what she's missing.
Yeah, ladies love the puns.
They do.
Sure. Why not? All right. Well, I told you, I do that thing 50 sex with my wife. When we have sex, I'll lay on top of her and I go, "Oh, mother, your hair smells so clean, mother."
She's your mother.
I'm going to enter you now.
All right, Hack. Thanks. All right. So June 17th.
Get the ashtray. I'm almost done.
June 17th. The All Compound right. Cucks are going to announce ourselves, and we're going to be there.
I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
A lot of fun.
All right. Talk to you
All
later.
Boys.
All right.
Love
see
it.
You later, Hack. Thank you. I got on the 18th. I'm hosting a 90th birthday roast in Baltimore.
For your mom?
No, 90, not, my mother's 47, and she was raped in a coal mine.
What?
Yeah, I mean, when she was 3. Awful story, really.
Wait, why'd she
My buddy's stepfather is turning 90, and they like me, so I'm gonna go down to,
Are they paying you?
Yeah. $18,000, no.
Wait, what are they paying you for?
I'm gonna host it's at a country club, and I'm gonna host it and tell some jokes and nothing. Really.
And how do they know you?
They know me because my buddy, it's his stepfather, and I've been friends with this guy for like 30 years.
And they know you're gonna be hammered and say inappropriate things.
Well, I'm not gonna be inappropriate. There'll be kids there.
You'll still be inappropriate.
You're
gonna
be in blackface.
Speaking of that, Wednesday I think it's gonna be a pre-tape because I got a Louis gig.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Is it?
By the way, you did Chip Chipperson?
Yeah.
Okay. It's all right. We're not attached to the hip. It's fine. Hope you had a nice time. Wish you fell down the stairs. No, nothing. We'll talk about it.
No, it's, you know, I don't even, you know, I don't, I can't get into it right now.
Why? What's the matter? What do you mean?
It's a lot.
What's a lot? You're crazy.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, fellas?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. Thesaurus on Twitter. Hey,
So, what is it on Twitter?
Rickosaurus.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, Rickosaurus. Yeah, you got to stop trying to fuck your kin. That's creepy, man.
Oh, my God. This one first cousin once removed, which is the daughter of my first cousin, one of my many first cousins. Fucking, she looks so good. I'm going to jack off to her as soon as we're done.
Nice.
Anyway, Yoshi, real quickly about porn.
Yes.
I have a feel. I watch a lot of porn. And I noticed that a lot of guys who are circumcised, they tend to not be able to come from the actual fucking. They got to jerk themselves off at the very end. Is that true about, did you notice that about circumcised guys who, that they can't come from fucking? They have to jerk themselves off for the money shot.
Well, you probably noticed this. Everything changed in 1997. Why? Why is that funny?
Sounds like a beginning of a book. chapter one, everything changed in 19.
We're going long, folks.
These are the best of times and worst of times.
You didn't see a lot of that before 1997 because 97 was the creation of Viagra. So you have a lot of these guys with issues, you know, like.
Oh, they can stay hard, but they can't come?
Or they can't get hard. And my former boss used to say, like, you know, just...
No, I'm saying after Viagra. They can get hard, but they can't come.
No, they're getting a lot of these guys with problems. They have to use Viagra.
Yeah.
If you have to use Viagra, you shouldn't be in porn doing porn shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like Lenny Marcus doing comedy because he's not funny.
Oh, God. I have to try. All roads lead back to Lenny.
Or Neil.
So 97, they came out with Viagra, and what?
Well, in addition to Viagra, a bunch of other shit, like, Cabrajack.
That's where you inject the needle in your dick.
Yeah, like...
Wow, what a banner year for a soft dicks.
Prior to 97, a lot of these guys...
Richard?
They don't have problem coming, you know what I mean? Like, yeah,
they have problem going?
No problem at all. But now you have a lot of these, I don't want to say flunkies, but like guys who shouldn't be.
Call them Lennies. Call them Lennies or Neils.
Yeah.
Guys that can't get a hard on or come, they shouldn't be in the business. If I had a bigger dick, I would think I should almost be in porn because I can come a lot. I can come quick. Brian says he can too, but I'm saying like I don't have any problems getting like I'm like almost 80 and my dick still is hard and I come.
It's a different thing when there's people walking around and filming you.
No, I'm saying I think I could do it. Well, that's how sensitive my dick is. My dick doesn't give a shit.
Your dick is so sensitive it can't watch Charlotte's Web.
Right.
I remember one scene where this guy couldn't come, and like you know, everyone just want to go home, and he just can't come. And even the girl said, "Is there anything we could do to help you?" And he still couldn't come. So what happened?
Did they try a finger in his ass?
No,
that works for me every time.
So we had to get we had to get eggs and take the yellow part out, and girls had to put it in their mouth. So when they pull the dick and they just spit that shit out like he just came in their mouth.
Like an egg white.
Yeah, so.
What's your cholesterol?
It was frustrating.
Sure, because I'm not even coming. We ruined the scene anyway.
Yeah.
Horrible improper.
Yeah. Right. That's not even my jizz.
Are you calling me a chicken?
Wow.
So, yes, person. There's a lot of guys like
that.
What
was that? His
name? Tommy Excellent.
Oh, it's called Burning Bridges. Let's shit on the guy. This guy can't come.
I can't remember his name. He was black guy, but he's.
Well, then don't say it. Don't say it. We already got enough trauma. Leroy Will Silvins.
Oh my God! You have to bring his name.
Huh? I'm just saying. I already brought it up. Yeah. Didn't I bring it up already?
Who?
Will Silvins.
Yeah. Right. They called me Creole Charlie.
Burning bridges, Yoshi.
Yes.
We're not trying to make
friends.
Caller,
what do you got? Sorry.
This guy's trying to fuck his cousin. You don't have to worry about.
Go ahead, Rick. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I don't know. I can't. Hey, is it okay if we start something? If I start something new every week, reading at least the three most recent Barry Ribs tweets.
No, you can read one. You can read one.
Oh, okay, the most recent 4 hours ago, Barry Ribs at Barry Ribs. Vagina is a Chinese appetizer. Get some. I mean, come on, guys. That
really?
Wait, read it again.
Okay, good. It's in two lines. The top line reads...
Got a haiku.
Vagina. Yeah, partial, two-thirds of a haiku.
Oh, sorry.
Vagina is a Chinese appetizer. Then the second line, get some, S-U-M.
Guy's a genius. I discovered a genius.
He's a genius. Kevin, you find stars, like... Out of nowhere, you found an old. I mean, I'm gonna goof on him. I love this guy, but you know what I'm saying? Like, no one paid attention to this.
Nobody.
Man, and suddenly you made him into a star. I love him. I'm obsessed with this fucker.
He's like Larry Bud Melman. I just find these people wandering around the Port Authority. I'm like, you want to be on my show? You want to be famous?
He's your ninth inning fucking find.
Vagina is a.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Barry.
Get
sorry,
some. Brian, even that's kind of funny. Get some. He spelled it that, and no period at
He's
the end.
If he said dim sum.
Would it?
I don't know.
You went to comedy
and
school?
Everyone's liking punch it. Up. Oh, my God. I just see people are liking it now. I'm looking at his tweet, and the likes are going up because we just brought it up on that. That's so funny.
I told him to get on Twitter because on Facebook, he was, you know, it was on Facebook, it's mostly your friends or whatever. Twitter's more anonymous.
Yeah. Like inspirational stuff, like added to his story.
No, but he used to always do do a lot of shout-outs to God. I'm like, yeah, that don't work. Just fucking try to keep it. try to keep it non-denominational, if you know what I'm saying.
Jewish Scott is doing just fine.
I just saw a guy at the fucking, I almost grabbed him, but he was in, the guy was, he was like a 50-year-old, 60-year-old guy playing guitar with a, with one of those things on, in your, that go, the speaker from his ear okay. to his, so he was, and then he was going through an amplifier, and he was it, like a guy playing guitar in the subway, but he was like a 50-year-old Jewish guy with a yarmulke on.
All right.
I was going to be like, you guys should do my show, Lenny.
Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
Like, why do you need a yarmulke on a Monday? You're letting everybody know, like, I'm a hardworking Jew? Like, what? I don't even understand what the point of the yarmulke. It's Garrett, are they supposed to wear it every day or just on a weekend?
Isn't Garrett?
All the time.
All the time?
Yeah, cover your head from God.
So he doesn't shoot you?
To respect him, I guess.
Was he playing that classic Jewish song, Hey Jew?
Hey Jew, what are you
Don't
doing?
Don't be afraid. Take a sad song and make it better. No, Remember really... to let him into your heart when you've been gone.
I really was going to be like, have you ever heard of Burning Bridges? You should be on my show. But I would just make fun of him the whole time. But he was just like, he was very, he would look like a, he wasn't like a beat up looking guy. He was just like a respectable looking guy wearing respectable clothes and singing his fucking homemade songs.
His homemade songs.
Yeah, well, they weren't like, he wasn't doing covers.
No, it was really.
And he was, they weren't Yiddish songs, but he's wearing a yarmulke, basically like, hey, I'm just a Jew trying to.
Probably
how does that work, Kim? I don't live here. You could just do it. Do you have to get a license? I don't know how.
I think maybe you're supposed to get a license, but you know, some of them don't.
License to rock.
I mean, I don't know if you need a license for a lot of things people are doing at this time. Like, do you need a license to shit your pants on the A train?
I shit myself yesterday.
Did you?
Yep.
I believe it.
Yeah, I did.
After that long night?
I was, well, we had a.
Tell your wife you did a lot of booger sugar on Saturday night?
I do a lot of booger sugar.
How much did you do? You do it in the bathroom? Or you do it upstairs in a.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was joking.
Champagne room?
I don't know. By the way, a friend of mine went in the champagne room.
So you got Bruce to do coke?
No, and Bruce does not want to be mentioned on the show. So.
Okay. We'll call him Tyrone.
Yeah. Well, no.
Wait, did Adam do any booger sugar?
I met his girlfriend.
She's lovely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not my type, but she's very cute.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
She came all the way from New Jersey?
Yeah. And then I think she was staying over at Adam. I think Adam lives in Sunnyside or something.
Yeah.
I bought her a lap dance.
You bought her a lap dance?
Yep.
Did you tip her?
Those titties aren't retarded. Yeah, I gave her $40. I got this.
Did she want one?
Yeah, well, she was kind of like a little.
It's money not well spent. If you get a.
She was sort of
hoarded
up a little bit, I think. Like, a little bit. She's here with Adam, and, you know, Adam's a bit of a chiseler. So I was like, you should get your girlfriend a dance. He was like,
Adam's making a fortune.
I know.
Doing all these shows he does every week.
For you, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, where's your taste? What's that?
We couldn't even function without Adam.
No, we would need to. It would really kind of fuck up the whole organization.
Go ahead, caller.
See you later. Or new caller.
Later, guys.
See you, buddy.
Oh, I thought he hung up. Oh. All right, Rickosaurus. Good luck with your cousin.
Yep. Hopefully you can fuck your cousin soon.
Hope you play cards right. And your cousin will slip and fall on your dick.
Retarded titties.
Yeah, speaking of, those titties are retarded.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hey, yeah, Governor.
We got the subject of the sex strike. It hasn't reached us here in England yet.
Oh, the sex strike? What is it? What, Yoshi?
Yeah, I just had my birthday the other day. And,
happy birthday.
My wife said, yeah, happy birthday to you guys as well.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, my wife said, well, for your birthday, you can have super sex.
Oh, boy.
So I said, well, I'll take the soup.
See, my grandfather used to tell that joke at a Hibernian meetings. It's so funny. That's my grandfather's fucking. I swear to God, we were members of the Ancient Order of Hibernians and also the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. And he go, there's a hooker and it's a cold night, and there's an old man in the corner, and it's raining. And she comes up and she goes, "You're gonna have super sex." And he goes, "I'll take the soup."
First of all, Lenny's doing a joke like that. I knew he got it somewhere.
Is he?
Well, you know,
I mean, is it matzo ball soup?
No, Jackie, whatchamacallit, Jackie Mason used to do the whole thing about soup. And, but Lenny does a joke now. He goes, you know, if you ask a guy over, everybody over 50, if you ask them super sex, they'll say soup. Anybody under 30, will say sex, and then anybody between 30 and 40 will say what kind of soup. So basically, he took a street joke. Took a street joke and updated it.
80-year-old.
Wait, so how often do you see him,
Lenny?
Yeah,
I see him when I have to. If I follow him or whatever, but I don't see him. I don't speak to him.
Oh man,
I'm Irish, man.
Yeah, we keep.
That's all I have.
What part of
that was my feuds?
What part of England?
Call my mom for Mother's Day.
Yep.
My wife goes, "You call your mom for Mother's Day?" I go, "Yep." I talked to her for 2 hours.
Yep. I called your mom. She's doing
great. She's busy anyway. She's very busy. She's got a lot of children.
9 kids and grandkids. Nine. I don't include you as her kid.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, well, you didn't call her Mother's Day.
23andMe, it says we are.
Right. You think when she dies, you'll get any money?
Don't worry about it.
I'm just asking.
I'm worried about you dying and you giving me money. Am I in your will? Because I made all this possible with your friendships. How many people were at the party that you didn't know through me? At your Gallagher's party.
You're in that Will Aviance. You're my Will Aviance, whatever.
How many people are at your Gallagher's party that you didn't meet through me?
You know what? That's a funny question. One.
Just Blind Jim, right?
Blind Brian.
I mean, Blind Brian, the guy with the dog.
With Nash, yeah.
Nash?
Nash.
Is that a dancer or the dog?
Nash Bridges.
You guys are so lonely. You ran out of money. You're getting lap dances from the dog.
It was a rough lap dance.
What's with these nails?
In my defense, I'm not defending. I don't really care one way or the other, but I've been having birthday lunches and dinners for the past 2.5 weeks with other people that I did not meet through you. Although Jim Florentine worked for my phone calls. Thanks for nothing. Such a cock tease.
Wait, you want to just talk to him?
Let me just see what he's at, hopes and dreams. Mm. Yeah, getting in that head of his.
Are you trying to have lunch with him?
No, but I'm going to invite Bonnie out to...
You should have lunch with Jim Florentine, and then you do what Bert does when he gets on stage. Just take your shirt off as soon as you get to the table. Take your shirt off, sit there with Florentine.
Well, they're doing it.
Make them all uncomfortable.
Rebooting Crank.
Florentine doesn't like... he doesn't think gay stuff is funny. He's a little bit like Jimmy Martinez in that sense. He doesn't like the gay stuff.
He's like a real...
He's got curly hair.
Yeah, sure you do. I wonder.
Wait, are you from calling from overseas or you live here?
No, I'm in England.
What part of England?
The Yorkshire, north of England.
I was gonna say Yorkshire just for the joke, for the pudding joke.
Just say,
right. Was it in Yorkshire?
Yeah. She makes good Yorkshire puddings as well.
Can you get blow up in Yorkshire?
Yes,
I thought so.
What do you call blow in England?
So gear.
You what?
Is that what they call it, gear?
How come that fucking weasel, Sam Roberts, has got a radio show on Sirius and Garrett hasn't? There's no fucking justice.
What?
You talking about Garrett, not... Yeah, Sam's... Even all likes Sam's...
Garrett is funny. Yeah. Sam Roberts is a fucking weasel. What's happening there?
Sam just stuck around.
Show business isn't fair, right, Yoshi?
What is? What's fair?
Yoshi's good looking, though, isn't he?
Oh, I'm telling you, Chinaman, he's handsome.
Oh, you guys are really comfortable with that word. You guys are really comfortable. It doesn't bother me, but...
Shit, if it did, we'd be dead already, right?
I'd be karate kicked to 36th Street.
I'd be running out there. He'd beat you up first.
I don't know martial art. I don't know any of that.
Get Keith's taser.
Right. Half an hour later, he beats me up again.
All right.
I'll be in London this Thursday.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
For what?
All right.
I'm going to be in Europe for like a couple of weeks before I go to Middle East and Afghanistan.
Are you doing touring with
Jesus
comics?
Christ.
I'm actually doing a podcast in Afghanistan.
Really?
Is that where the equipment is?
Yeah, okay.
Full Al Qaeda network.
Long way to go.
Okay, right.
That's where my stuff is.
Yeah. Gonna put like a dunk in a treadmill to like get the power to go or something.
Wait,
who's hosting a podcast in Afghanistan?
I'm recording, interviewing someone there. My friend's friend got deported back to Afghanistan after living here for 40 years.
Okay.
No way.
Yeah.
He committed a crime?
No, everything started 8-9, I don't know why I'm laughing. It started 8-9 years ago when the cops found 2 grams of cocaine in his friend's car. He was driving it. And this thing dragged, and of course we have, President Trump, who has a really tough stance.
Well, it must have been a mistake. Anybody? No?
I almost shit my pants.
So you're going to go there and
obviously this
interviewing him is not going to help him. But I've always been curious, people who get deported, whether they're Latinos or African or Middle Eastern, yeah. I'm just curious what happens after they're sent back. Because he came here when he was a kid.
Right.
Everyone in his family is U.S. citizen except for this Ossip. He was a drug addict and a meathead. You know, he should have took care of his citizenship.
Oh, he's a drug addict?
He was. So,
I mean, he cleaned up once he got busted?
Yeah, ironically.
40 years later, he cleaned up? All right, well, he's asking for it, being a drug addict. It's like Artie Lang, like, why? You're a fucking drug addict. What do you expect to get a lot of, he got a million opportunities. After a while, it's like it's on you. Yeah. Fool me once, however that goes. Yeah. Like, if you keep doing drugs, eventually nobody wants a fucking druggie except Keith the Cop. You know what I mean?
No, I can't. Afghan.
Shout out to Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah, right. New.
Oh, I can't wait to get Lenny Dykstra. I can't wait. I can't wait. They say he's like Artie. I don't give a fuck. Lenny Dykstra is a baseball player. He's got fucking stories up the
ass. I remember him. He's got
stories up the ass. I mean, you feel like Artie's stories are mostly made up, but the fucking baseball stories, you could almost check them.
Right.
If he's making it. And then I got this hit, and then that, you know, whatever.
Then let him get in trouble for financial.
Yeah, he got in trouble for everything. The guy's.
He's a mess.
He's bad news, but we love him.
Yeah.
He's a baseball player. He's not fucking.
So you really know him?
No. He was going to do a show here, and then he was supposed to do a pilot today, right, Garrett?
Correct.
But then he had to go to court. What are the odds? He should just do the podcast from court.
Right.
To make it more convenient, like you going to Afghanistan.
So wait,
so are you making any money on these trips?
No. Yes, I have make some money in Europe and stuff, but
doing what? Stand up?
Yeah. It's not a lot, but
you're just making enough money to cover your costs.
Oh, barely. I don't do shows big shows like yours. When I do
shows, pointing at
to you.
Was Kevin Hart behind me?
Brad Williams over there.
But I'm recording this because he's friend of my friend, so they've been pretty good to me. So I want to go and you know, maybe make his life better. Because yes, he's Afghan, but he's been living here for 40 years. He's American, so. It's a reverse cultural shock.
Junkies are going to get things done. Like, he should have been a citizen, but they're allowed to put things off.
Yeah.
Their credit scores are usually bad. Junkies are just, you know what I mean? They're not on top of their game.
I will say, if you live in America for like 40 years, you move back there, I'm sure you can't Afghanistan it.
I mean, he's got a good point, though. I mean, he's an idiot, but he's probably not going to like it there. No. And it's not going to be like, oh, welcome back. Nobody even knows who the fuck he is.
You're going
to think he's an American. He shows up wearing his Yankee hat. They're not going to like that.
So I sent him email pictures of the place I'm staying. A week ago, they bombed this building in front of his apartment. Killed 5 people.
They reduced.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Did they reduce the rate on Airbnb?
You see the whole area? They blew up. They killed 5 people.
Oh, yeah. You show me that picture. That's where you're staying?
Yeah, that's where that's my view from my room.
You better bring a roof.
And the Taliban blew
Best up. Best of luck.
They just blew up like
You got to make your
ago.
Bed. No, really, you got to make your bed. The other one blew up.
What time? Do you do continental breakfast? Sir, you're staying in rubble.
Which continent? Africa. Yeah, they don't eat breakfast.
Getting a plane and... Are you saying, is that Kabul? So
I've been there 2012 and 13.
You're one of those guys that thinks everything's fine. It's just like your karma's good, so nothing will happen to you, right?
Well, I don't...
I don't even like to I don't even like to leave the country, let alone fucking go there.
No.
I'm not going to lie. I don't believe in karma, but I do love traveling to places like that. I really do.
So here's a question. Because you are, I mean, you're American, but because you're Korean, Japanese, is it safer for you to go to these...
Good question.
Thank you.
So there's 3 or 4 different ethnic groups. Pashtuns, one of the major ones, Tajik. But there's a group called Hazaras who looks just like me. So as long as I keep my fucking mouth shut, throw some dirt in my face, I look like a citizen there.
Any relation to Ben Gazzara?
What?
He was a good actor.
Oh!
He was a fine actor.
And he's bookie, yes.
He's at Roadhouse.
Yeah, back when he did a couple of scenes back with Patton Oswalt's second wife.
God.
When they were both.
Vicious.
They were on an episode of Airwolf.
When they're both in their prime. 1988. Fuck everybody. Everybody can suck my dick. No, because you got to be nice. Even to tell that fucking asshole, he goes, maybe if you'd be, I asked him to do my show. Yeah. He won't do my show. Because I think something that Gary Goldman, the Tribe, fucking, I think they got to him.
Oh,
I think Tribe. I think they got to him. And he's like, he goes, maybe, I go, yeah, I don't need you for my show. But I go, Yoshi's going to be there. He goes, no, I
brought
got
my name up.
Yeah.
He wouldn't care.
He goes, I got stuff to do. I go, you haven't had stuff to do since fucking Insomniac. So no one's buying it. So he goes, maybe it should be nicer to people in the comedy community. I just fucking punch him right in his fucking cunt. That's some guy, you know, I said to him, I fucked Sarah a lot more than you thought I did. Even when you were seeing her, I was fucking her. I didn't tell him that. But anyway, because that's the one thing that gets to him.
Jesus,
Kevin. No, the point is, he won't do my show. I know him since literally friends since 1988. No exaggeration. Mm-hmm. Maybe 87. But he'll do Bert Kreischer's fucking cooking show. So Attell acts like he's like outside the box. He's a fucking show business cunt like everybody else. Worried about like, hey, maybe I do Bert's show. Maybe it'll get me trending
move the
on
needle.
Fucking Instagram or whatever. It's right. Pathetic. I saw him. I was getting a cab. He was getting a cab on Sixth Avenue, and he's talking about. I said, hey, Dave. And so I walked him. He walked me up to the fucking.
Kevin, Dave doesn't have to do shows like that. He's already big.
No, he's not. So he walked me up to the PATH train. This is my point. He's walking me up to the PATH train at 9th Street. And all he's talking about the whole time is like, who's selling more tickets than him? And this guy's getting more money. I'm like, you're done. You're not making a comeback. So he's done. He's done. But he's like, maybe I'll do Bert's show. He's not going to do my show because I'm a fucking loser. But it's like, I don't need you. I have fucking comedy gold right here with this drunk, blind booger sugar, non-nigger loving.
Oh, my God. Keith, that was not me, Keith, for the record.
I just had to say that to just. Sure. Where it's a
mandatory, right?
No, it's where I'm doing a wrap-up. It's called Closing Strong.
Right. Hey, Yorkshire, you still there?
No, he hung up. We're done. Right, we're over the limit. Anyway, no, but it just goes to show, like, I don't trust anybody. Like me and Attell, supposedly. Attell will say, like, he's known me longer than anybody else in comedy. Yet he won't. Well, he can't. He won't do the show. He literally won't do the show.
I'm sure he will.
No, he won't. He goes, I've done it already. He's never done this show. But he did it when Artie was here. Mm-hmm. When Artie was here, Artie got him in. And he's like, no, because, you know, you want to be associated with me. It's just pathetic. It's everyone's afraid. Everybody's showbiz, they're all afraid. I'm supposed to be afraid of Will Simmons because he can beat me up. I'm supposed to be afraid of Gary Goldman because he can beat me up. I'm supposed to be afraid of Neil because he's going to fucking punish my career.
You know, Kevin,
so everyone lives in fear. Even Attell walking, I'm like, he goes, oh, so-and-so is getting, you know, they get $200. He just all he talks about is how much people are getting for their tickets and where he was. I'm like, nobody gives a fuck that you were at the fucking Omaha Funny Bone. But he's like obsessed with it because he's got no life, but he can't do this show. He has no family, no girlfriend since Sarah, but he can't do my show because he's got to do his fucking cowbells on Monday.
This is very uncomfortable.
I'm okay with it. I'm used to it.
I use your name to get him in, and he's still like, no thanks. He's a fucking asshole. Fuck him.
No, I don't think my name helped. You shouldn't have mentioned it.
Doesn't matter. Like, it was excuse. It was excuse. It wouldn't just be me. It's somebody that he knows, and he knows that likes him. You got anything to plug?
Please.
No, you.
Yeah, Brian P. McCarthy.
He plugged it, but he's going to be in Afghanistan right across the street from that hotel that just bombed out. Hey, Mom. Wish you were here.
You're going to London, and then you're going to go to.
I'm all over Europe. Then June 1st from Dubai, I'm going to Afghanistan until June 5th. Then I fly back June 6th to see Russell Peters do his arena show in Dubai.
Okay, so hold on.
Tell how much he's getting for the arena show. That's what Drive Attell is crazy. How much is he getting? How much is he getting? Tough Dave on stage. Dave was a tough talking guy. And then after the show, like, how much is he getting? How much? Who sold out? So what'd Sebastian do?
Where can people find you on Twitter, social media? What's the best way to kind of follow
just your... Twitter and Instagram, Yoshi Ovayanshi. But Kevin, I will say this. I'm completely honest about this. A lot of comedians talk about audience are causing so much problem for the comedians or complaining us. I don't think audience are the problem. It's the comedians because we buckle so quickly to pressure.
Comedians are cowards. Cowards.
I will give you credit for sure on this one. Kevin really doesn't give a fuck.
No, I give a fuck, but I'm saying comedians are cowards. I'm saying that they're all like, oh, why can't I say this? First of all, they're just cowards. Comedians are cowards. They talk a tough game. Attell is like, on stage, he's like this tough guy and blah, blah, blah. Says he shouts everyone down. As soon as the show's over, how many tickets to, you know, like this scared fucking Jew. He's just a scared Jew. when it comes down to a scared little man.
You think he's the Anne Frank of comedy? You know why he buckles? Because
this better be a pun.
I'm not even talking about a tell. I'm just.
Why do you hate a tell so much? And why are you being anti-Semitic?
Oh my god! If the public know that you're fearful and scared, they're going to go after you. But as soon as they realize there's nothing that they could do to you, then they don't give a shit. Once you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like Jeselnik doesn't give a shit, and now nobody complains about his act.
So Jeselnik, I tried to watch his special the other night. Yeah. He does one joke, and then he says how great the joke is, and I'm just like, oh, I fucking had it. It just makes me sick. It's like, just do your fucking act. Nobody can do an hour. The thing is, like, I'm watching guys do an hour. Yeah. Nobody can do an hour. You can already tell he's already fucking, he's already, like, basically killing time. Oh, wasn't that a great joke talking about his joke? Because his jokes are short, so he's not going to, it's like I watch guy do an hour, and after, like, 10 minutes, you could be like, the guy's already stalling because he doesn't have a solid hour. So you got to put out the hour. It's just, I've had it.
When was the last good hour you saw?
George Carlin, right after 9/11.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yep. Well, listen, I have found your anti-Semitism and your racism.
Right. You guys are saying China man, but I'm anti-Jew of some things.
Refreshing.
Yellow bastard. Right.
Thank you, Chinaman.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Chinaman number one.
Lily made me wrath.
That's what your credits are in this show. Chinaman number one. No, Yoshi, we love you. Anytime you're here, you're welcome. All right, I'll be with Louis this week. I can't announce yet because I didn't see it come out yet
Jerk off
Google. So, but anyway, I think we're doing a pre-tape Wednesday. We're doing a pre-tape Wednesdays because I'm with Louis. I'm definitely with Louis. I don't know if we're going to do a pre-tape. I think we're going to use a pre-tape that from a couple months ago, so it might suck. But anyway, that's why.
Well, have a good show.
Thank you.
I think it's great.
Another Chinaman's on the pre-tape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brian Kim.
Is it really Brian Kim?
Yeah, Brian Kim, Chinaman too.
At least I'm number one.
You're number one gook. Tell you what, brown rice, no problem.
Also
on side.
Half hour later, they're going to want humor again.
And remember, Brian P. McCarthy, promo code Gary Goldman in the shop. Go buy a t-shirt or something.
God. All right, we're way over on time. Thanks to the booth. Thanks to everybody.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Yoshi.
Thanks, Yoshi.